Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're already into the third and final hour of this 16th of February, 2004, Monday edition. We have Hutton Gibson on the line with us, that we've had on the show, I don't know, four or five times over the last year or so. Hutton Gibson's a very interesting fella. He is the national champion of Jeopardy back in the 60s. Moved his family to Australia and moved back a few years ago to the United States. And he's been fighting the New World Order, speaking and writing a newsletter, and he even made a little TV show that I've aired here locally a few years ago, exposing the corruption in the Catholic Church and how the takeover took place. And yes, obviously, he's the father of Mel Gibson. And so you know where Mel Gibson got a lot of his insight into the New World Order, which he speaks about many times when he's in the national news or when they don't edit that out. But joining us is Hutton Gibson, and we're honored to have him back on the show. Hutton, good to have you here with us.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to be here, insane as I am.
I've been going wild for the last 2 hours. I don't know if you've been listening to the show today, but did you hear about all the craziness that's going on?
Yes, I did. I've been right with the show all morning, all afternoon, whatever.
Afternoon some places and morning other places, you're right. Hutton, I mean, I don't want to digress, but I know you talk a lot about this. I mean, to have a preacher in Dallas, a Presbyterian, saying that he didn't know that Jesus said, sell your cloak and buy a sword, it's hard to believe that a preacher wouldn't know that, but that cuts right to the heart of the matter of what we're facing.
You know, I've always heard these preachers that will say, I know every word that Christ said. Of course, I say, you only know the words that are recorded in the gospel. What did he do, walk around in silence the rest of those 3 years? But anyway, that's their province. They're supposed to know that.
Absolutely. What did you think about the listener who gave a police officer a video so he's been arrested now?
So that's a threat. Well, I would suggest that everybody in the neighborhood put a real threat in this policeman's box so he knows the difference.
And of course you're joking. Yeah, perhaps something even worse, like a C-SPAN video. That's what one of them was, an evil C-SPAN video, Hutton.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's bad.
Yeah, that's even worse than an Alex Jones video. You know, he gave him two, a C-SPAN video and one of my videos.
Well, he didn't have the attention span for both.
You're funny. Hutton, I had you on a few weeks ago. We got into the New World Order and the draft and all of this, but, I mean, I was captivated talking to you yesterday for 30 minutes about how the Catholic Church was taken over in 1958. Or that's when one of the big takeovers took place, and I want to talk about that. What are the basics?
Well, they had an election there in October to elect a new pope, and they did it twice, apparently. The white smoke came up on October 26th. That means we have a pope. And there's only one phone going in and out of the place. The man inside called the man outside and said, get the guard out, we got a new pope for you. And so 5 minutes later, the smoke turned black. The guy called back and said, hey, it's a mistake. Mistake. People don't make mistakes in that. The people that have a job like that, you know, it's probably been in their family for generations. Not directly, of course. It's probably uncle to nephew and that kind of thing. But here is a man whose job it is to put in some straw, wet or dry. And that's all he has to do. Well, he's a highly intelligent man, and he's there because he can swing a lot of clout and get into the conclave, though he's not a voter. And he's going to make a mistake on a thing like that. Sure, I believe that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to break. I want to go back and recap this and go over the evidence and then talk about what's happened since then and how this has affected the world and the change in the Catholic Church since 1958.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central. We're here, folks. And we're talking to Hutton Gibson, who really is an expert when it comes to tracking the decline of the Catholic Church. And he's also involved in a movement that has set up, you would say, I guess, Orthodox Catholic churches around the country. And of course, his son, Mel Gibson, has built one, I guess it's in Malibu, where they still perform the same rites that have been changed over the last 40-50 years. Hutton, I was talking to you yesterday, and you had that Latin saying about not letting the bastards grind us down.
It's phony Latin, what it is. It's you remember the carborundum company that made emery wheels and things like that?
Yes.
Well, this one is combined with two Latin words to mean, well, I'll give you the meaning after the ne illegitimi carborundum, which means don't let the bastards wear you down.
That's funny.
Illegitimi, they are, not legitimate.
Yeah, they're, instead of saying bastard, illegitimate.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's the way Latin goes. I've kind of modified that. When I speak of the people in Rome, I call them the fatherless lions in Rome.
Now, Hutton, before the break, you were getting into 1958. Pope Pius dies. They have the wet straw. They have the dry straw, and you know, for thousands of years before, they put the straw in and whatever color it comes out, you know, go over that for people that don't understand it, and then let's get into the takeover of the Catholic Church.
Well, they burn the ballots each time, so nobody knows who voted for whom after they're counted. Then they put them in the fire there inside the Sistine Chapel, and the smoke comes out the chimney. It's either white or black, depending on whether the straw is wet or dry. So when it comes out white, that means we have a pope elected. And this 58 there on the 26th of October, it came out white and went that way for 5 minutes. Then suddenly it started getting gray, and then it turned black. And then they recalled the guards and said, hey, there's been a mistake. As I say, that's unbelievable. It's just not likely. It'd be the first time it ever happened. And then they come out 2 days later with our rotund good Pope John. He wasn't eligible. Because to be a pope, you have to be a Catholic. And he was a well-placed member in the Freemasons. And Freemasonry carried with it an automatic excommunication from the Church. So he wasn't in the Church when he was elected. So he wasn't eligible. So he came out and started making changes. Now, the Pope's oath of office is to the effect that he will take exactly what was handed him from his predecessor and handed on absolutely without change. No additions, no subtractions, not even divisions to his successor. And these last four have done everything but. Of course, I don't believe they take an oath anymore. That's beside the point, because they are now superior beings. They don't have to obey anybody. They can correct anything that was done for 1900 years, and because they have been elected there, most people look at them and say, well, he can do this, he's Pope. He damn well can't do this. But we have been infiltrated, like almost every government in the world, right from the top. That's the way to get them, you know. You get all the sheep on the bottom will just go along because this guy says he's Pope, and they don't look at the fact that he can't be Pope because he's not doing what a pope should.
And then now, suddenly, we see the results, all the scandals in the church, people not attending, can't get priests. We have, at the same time, all over the world, more and more corruption coming out, and Catholic churches have these anti-gun doctrines, some of the other churches, too. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and this is not part of the program in the church. Nobody ever said whether or not you could carry a gun. It's not part of the doctrine. It's a matter of outside the church is doctrinaire on matters of revelation. What is in the revelation is unchangeable. It's God's word. But he did not say anything about whether you should join a militia, stay out of the army, whatever. There were a Christian in the early days could be a member of the Roman army. Or he could be a member of one of the invading tribes. It didn't make that much difference to the church. Because the church's kingdom, as Christ said, is not of this world. And you can see that it's not of this world when you look around.
Well, we can see what the establishment wants to do just over the furor with the attack on the Passion. Everything that's good is bad. Everything that is bad is good.
And you can't tell the truth for fear somebody might be offended. You know, you tell the truth, you're not responsible for what the results are. It's incumbent upon you to tell the truth, right?
Absolutely. Look, we have all our big institutions being infiltrated, run by the same people. So, once they got in control in 58, what did they start doing?
Changing. Our friendly John decided he would open the windows and let in some fresh air. So he didn't seem to realize that it was night out, and he let all the bats in. But they were there just waiting, ready to pounce. They were in the various congregations. They were in the various hierarchies. The Cardinal of Vienna, for instance, was a Freemason. Kind of his name, which means king. So they had had their men all through the church in the upper story, which they had told us they were going to do. About 1850 or 60, there was a general named, I use the word loosely, Mazzini, who was the head of the United Italy thing, which stole the Papal States and put all the other little kingdoms out of business, duchies, whatever they were, and molded them all into one country, which had not been one country since the Roman Empire. Different peoples had Greeks down in the south, Sicily, and they had the Germans up in the northwest and on the northeast, and in between they had all varieties. They didn't even speak the same language. But they were nationalized, all put together in this great craze for nationhood by a bunch of Freemasons who told us at the time they were going to lead us following their flag, thinking it was our own. And they threatened to do it, and you see the result, and then they didn't do it.
Now, Hutton, I've talked to some of your associates, and I've read some books on this subject, specifically going back to 1958. Do you have any information on what happened behind the scenes or how they made them change the voting or go back and then announce a new pope? I mean, how did that take place?
Well, apparently they elected somebody, and he would have been a man who was not particularly palatable to certain other interests. And somebody went out and came back with that message. This guy isn't going to go. We're going to run into trouble. Somebody's going to bomb Rome with the atom bomb, or something like that. And instead of standing up to him and going over to the radio and broadcasting that, they folded up and elected somebody else without getting rid of the one they had already elected.
Now, do we know who they had really elected?
Well, I have a pretty couple of pretty good guesses. I think it was probably Cardinal Siri from Genoa. Or there's another one there. Damn, I can't think of his name. Tedeschini.
Tedeschini, okay.
Tedeschini, I think his name is. But they were, you might call, they would nowadays be called the right wing. You know, I get a lot of this nonsense that I am a member of a splinter group which has left the Catholic Church and won't recognize the Pope. Well, hell, I'm just exactly what I started out like.
So how would you describe that as an Orthodox, I mean, a Catholic? I mean, how would you describe it?
Well, I wouldn't call it a movement, for one thing, but it is, you'd have to say, traditional.
Okay, that's the word I should use, then. Not, well, then Orthodox does mean traditional, then.
Yeah, well, Orthodox means true. That's all there is to it. But you say Orthodox and somebody mixes you up with the schismatic Greek Orthodox Church or the Russian Orthodox.
Yeah, I was just using the term Orthodox to mean, you know, going back to the original one.
Yes, the true doctrine, the true teaching. That's exactly what it means. So,
How many of these churches are there now, real Catholic churches in the country?
That's a very strange... You have to figure there are some who are and some who are not. I mean, we're not all united and what you might call rebelling for the same reasons.
So there's some groups out there that that are doing it for different reasons, and I understand.
Some of them are doing it for cash. So
I understand. When we get back, Hutton, we'll get more into this. And who knows, maybe talk a little bit, but not give any secrets out about this Diane Sawyer interview coming up tonight on Primetime. She's a CFR member, so I don't trust her very much. But it's all coming up, folks, with Hutton Gibson. We're going to talk about Well, more about the transformation of the Catholic Church.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, your sofa.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I didn't have Hutton Gibson on the show 2 weeks ago to talk about The Passion of Christ, the new film coming out next week on the 25th. And I didn't have him on today to talk about it. He's welcome to if he wants to. But it's all interconnected. How sick our country's gotten, how sick the world's gotten, that Mel Gibson makes a film about Jesus Christ, and it's attacked, it's demonized, but it has blown up in their face. But I did want to bring up one issue, and I'm not going to talk about it on air because I don't want to steal Mel Gibson's thunder. And, you know, he told Hutton this with no intention of it going on the air. But tomorrow we will talk about it if it's not in the prime time live this evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. I'm going to be watching it. I hope you watch it. And it concerns some of the statements that Mel made that are very powerful and also funny. And we'll just see if CFR member Diane Sawyer, New World Order propagandist, puts these clips in there. I'm looking at an ABC News synopsis of the interview coming up tonight, and it's on InfoWars.com. I see none of the quotes I was told in there. Hutton, it'll be interesting to see if out of a three-plus-hour interview that's condensed down to 30 minutes, these quotes are in there. What?
Well, something's got to give, you know. Very likely they won't.
Well, I'm putting my bets on that the quotes you told me, that Mel told you, will not be in there.
Well, that's the same. So we'll have to wait and see.
But I hope we're both proven wrong.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We'll let you know tomorrow. Either way, it's okay to talk about it tomorrow if it's not on there, right, Hutton?
Yeah, well, one of them anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. I mean, you got my my interest peaked from what you told me yesterday. That was interesting. Now folks will definitely be tuned in to see what happens. But, Hutton, the changes, specifically in the Catholic Church. I mean, you said that you started noticing it in the 60s as well, or even the late 50s. How fast, after the Masons took over the Catholic Church, did you see the shift?
Well, it started very quickly. We were loosened up. You know, things became moot questions, and as I say, the man was going to open the windows with a council. What he was doing was getting all the bishops into Rome at one time so he could share the responsibility for the changes he was going to bring in. He did got one thing through, which he let the council revolt on him in the first place, which he should have packed it up. If he were straight, he would have packed it up and sent it home. But they refused to take the documents which were all prepared for their consideration. Their agenda was missing. They just voted it out 60 to 40. Now, to get through, it should have gone 67 to 33. Two-thirds was required, but he went along with it, you know, rather than pack it up and send it home because his niche in history would be filled with Snickers. You know?
So basically, they drove a wedge in, started balkanizing automatically in the name of, quote, power sharing to get others involved in the breakup.
That's it. He wanted all the bishops in to approve what he was going to do. And then he died on him after the first one went through, which was sitting there just waiting to be taken up. It was the only thing ready to be considered. So they went through it and went, it's the Constitution on the Sacred Liturgy, and it's nonsense from beginning to end. But one thing it did not order was a new rite of Mass. But Paul VI, when he put in the new rite, said that he was obeying the council in this. Well, in the first place, the Pope doesn't have to obey a council. The council's edicts are of no use until they're signed by a Pope, acting as Pope. And Paul VI signed all these documents, full of changes. But the changes in the council, there were 12 specific heresies outside of that first document, which I say was solid heresy. But this, from there on, there was at least 12 specific heresies which I've isolated, and treated in one of my books, Is the Pope Catholic? And they said, among other things, that Christ completed his revelation with his death on the cross. So, you know, without the resurrection, as St. Paul says, we're all cooked. So he's leaving out a lot of things there that he did not have revealed and were not part of the revelation, including the descent of the Holy Ghost and the apostles going out and preaching, one thing and another, all part of the revelation, and words which contradicted what he himself said at the Last Supper to the effect that...
Tell you what, stay there. We got a break. We'll come back with this. This is very important. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Take the National Rifle Association. Decades ago, it was pro-gun. Today, its job is disarming the American people. They go into federal courts, they botch cases, they go after groups that are really pro-gun. They're there to neutralize the 5+ million members, to pacify them. They've been overtaken. Baptist churches, a lot of them are pro-New World Order, anti-gun, anti-family. It's happened to the Methodists. It's happened to the Episcopalian. I mean, you see these articles all the time. You've seen it in your own church. And this is what the elite is good at, is going in and taking over organizations, institutions, and clearly that's what happened with the Catholic Church after 1958. And Hutton, you're telling me they went in and changed the basic doctrine down to saying that Christ hadn't done his work?
That's the idea, yes. He left us an incomplete revelation. In one document there, the Church in the Modern World, Gaudium et Spes, they call it, from its first three words, we are joined with the rest of men in the search for truth. Search for truth. When we are supposedly the vehicle for proclaiming the truth, why will we be searching for it when it was given to us? It's revealed truth that we're talking about.
Now, at the same time, you're in the United States, you start seeing the change in the Catholic Church. What were those changes that you saw on the ground?
Well, they started off with vernacularizing. Everything has to be put in the local language. And then they put in a table there instead of an altar and have the priest face the congregation. And then you have people saying, oh, I like this better because now I can understand what he's saying. I couldn't understand what he was saying when he was talking Latin. And the obvious answer is, well, he wasn't talking to you. And then they translations themselves, there were plenty available, but they put out new ones. And they were wretched. And everybody could look at them and say, my kid could do better because he could.
So basically, we've seen the same thing with the Protestant churches, all these hundreds and hundreds of new Bibles that come out where suddenly Jesus supports homosexuality, suddenly Jesus loves abortion, suddenly Jesus loves gun control. I don't know, Hutton, if you've seen some of these new Bibles that are out there, but it's like Anton LaVey wrote them or something.
Well, I kind of gave up on them after that Good News for Modern Man came out. I got that in the Jerusalem Bible. And about five or six other Bibles. But it's a waste of time going now. One of the reasons they put out new ones all the time is so they don't have to pay copyright. It's a weird situation. So that if you're going to look up a quotation, you have to find out if the other fellow has the same Bible. Are you talking source that both can advert to, or both will accept. You know, you're going to start an argument with somebody, you have to argue with him on points on which you agree.
It's amazing. What other changes did you see?
Well, they eventually initiated all the sacraments. They put in a new rite of Mass, which is way out of their competence, as I say. They've got to pass on what was given to them. And not only that, but then as they put the new one in, they made the old one redundant, you might say. They forbade it. Not officially. No one can find where they did it. But they did it just the same. And it was by order of the various bishops who were in on this, or the bishops' conferences. They decided a date on which this new rite would be mandatory. And you better not do the old one, in spite of the fact that, according to the law of the church, the old one was privileged and nobody could be forbidden.
And we've seen this not just with the Catholic Church, but the Constitution. The textbooks don't quote the actual text. They tell you what it said. And we see this with other organizations. And now the world is upside down, where what you have is goodness is evil and evil is good, is what they tell us.
Yeah, and we even have a pope coming out this past New Year's and talking about how the New World Order is what we want.
I know. That was on CNN Live. I even have it. And when I talked about it on air, Hutton, I got emails saying I was a liar, that the pope wouldn't do something like that.
Well, hell, Paul VI did something like that in 1965. He went to the United Nations and called them the last hope of the world. How did the world get along without it all those centuries?
Well, I want to know how people deny that the current pope said we need a new world order when he said it on international television.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it here in writing. And
that was on CNN. Yeah, I've got the CNN article. And well, I tell you, so what did you try to do to insulate your family from this apostate counterfeit church?
Well, the first thing I had to do was take them out of the schools, out of the Catholic schools, because they were being fed nonsense there. And they brought me what they were getting in school. I wrote a long paper, 14-inch pages, typed 8 pages of it to the local Cardinal Archbishop of Sydney there, a numbskull by the name of James Freeman, and I shouldn't call him that. Yeah, the poor fellow can't help it. He's not skilled. But he's dead now, so I guess he won't get me. Anyway, now what did I get back from him. I got a message back. We're not here to ram religion down your children's throats. And I said, oh, no? What do we think? What do you think we send them there to that school for?
Exactly. So you put your child in a Christian school, a Catholic school,
yeah.
And then they go, we're not going to teach that anymore.
No, they had such nonsense as that Christ was going along in blind trust in his Father, and he wound up on the cross wondering how he got there. So what was he talking about at the Last Supper?
Well, I mean that's obviously a satanic doctrine that Jesus just didn't know what he was doing and had blind trust and
yeah.
wound up on the cross.
Yeah. That tells you what to do with your blind trust in God, doesn't it?
I tell you, I mean, that sounds like something that a Satanist would write.
Well, they were. They had a bunch of apostates. They were supposedly clergy, but we had clergy planted on us by the communists for since the 30s, as they will tell you.
So basically the takeover was already taking place before 1958.
Yes, yeah, it didn't spring all to life in one moment. They were in the veins, you might say.
So at the lower and mid levels, it was already going on, and then finally they took over the central system.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I've read the writings and the statements of the Catholic Church before 58, and it's very conservative, anti-world government, and then after that it becomes pro-New World Order. You really can see the total shift.
Yeah, and you can even see it in the verbiage. There's nothing clearer than a statement of Catholic doctrine. But you read the documents of Vatican II, and you have to fight your way through the fog.
Hutton, before we run out of time, I've had you on many times and never promoted the fact that you've written four books, and I've got a video you made, and I've got your newsletter, but I haven't gotten one of these books. I would love one. You told me during a break that Is the Pope Catholic is one of your best books. How do folks get a copy of that?
Well, they can write to me. 141 Irish Street. I should remember that.
Well, I know you just moved, but it's Hutton, speak up for us a little bit because we're having to boost your audio. Give us that address, please.
141 Irish Street, Somersville, West Virginia. 26651.
Now, again, folks, I'm going to get 50 calls once I'm off air. Asking for this address. Write it down now. Here it is again. One more time for folks, Hutton.
141 Irish Street, Somersville, West Virginia. That's Somersville. 26651.
And how much is it for the book?
$10 for Is the Pope Catholic? It's $10 also for The Enemy Is Here, Still Here. I don't have enough copies of The Enemy Is Here, which can be gotten from Omnibook at Palmdale, California, box 900566, Palmdale 93590, California.
So you've written four books. You've written Is the Pope Catholic, The Enemy Is Here, The Enemy Is Still Here, and what's your fourth book?
Time Out of Mind. That's a kind of a shortened form, a conversational form of is the Pope Catholic. It has none of the documentation. It's just in a conversational style, almost a catechism. Question and answer and argument. And I've been accused of making some of these arguments up. But honestly, I'm not that stupid. You wouldn't believe some of the things I've heard from priests or have written to me. And they are just ridiculous.
Well, so it's like that preacher I had on in the first hour, Hutton, saying on air that he never heard of Luke 22:36, where Christ said, sell your garments and go buy swords.
Yeah. Now, even I've heard of that one. And Catholics, you know, we're not supposed to be great Bible readers. But what we are is we're not great readers of the Old Testament, because the idea behind that is, why bother with the foreshadow when you have the substance, which is the New Testament?
Absolutely. So, well, again, before we end the show, we'll give that address out one more time, but Is the Pope Catholic? You also have your newsletter, which is excellent.
Yeah, the war is now. I'm working on number 61.
I tell you, you come up with the best names. The war is now. Is the Pope Catholic? The enemy is here. The enemy is still here.
Mm-hmm. Now that refers to the fact that on the cover of both those books is a map of Italy, and here is right opposite Rome. They've been, as I say, we've been taken over, and nobody looks at the results and looks at where they get the competence to do the things they've done. The church is just unrecognizable. A lot of people have left it, and who can blame them? Most people don't seem to get to that point where they can see the thing and say, this idiot cannot be Pope. He says this and he says that, and what did St. John say, or what did St. Luke say, or what did Christ say?
So it's contradicting the gospel, but again, people don't go to the source documents to check it out. They just say, well, this guy's wearing a big hat, so, you know, he must have the authority.
Yeah, well, they see that there's this quotation that they all use. Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. But they don't leave the whole phrase in. It starts off with going, therefore, teach ye all nations, and I am with you all days. For that purpose. Now they have, since Vatican II, they have quit the missionary effort. The church is no longer apostolic. It does not go out and make converts. It says, we'll negotiate with religions. A religion has no soul. You can't convert it. It won't go to heaven or hell. You work on the individual. That's the only way. That's what Christ said.
Well, basically, by conversing with other religions, the current Pope's come out and said that all religions are one, and we need this world religion. The Catholic Church, or what they call the Catholic Church, this abomination there in Rome, is saying we're going to merge with all these other religions.
That's the idea, and that's part of the plot. We have to have a world government, don't we? So we have to have a world religion.
Hutton, how can people deny? I mean, the Supreme Court says they follow the orders of the UN. They're announcing the New World Order on a daily basis. But then the FBI training manuals say anybody that talks about it's a raving lunatic. It doesn't exist.
Of course not. As soon as you say conspiracy, you're nuts. But there's an awful lot of nuts around. People are catching on to this stuff. Unfortunately, they don't seem to be the ones that are going to church.
Well, a lot of people just go to church and they want to feel good, and the preacher wants to make them feel good, and they just tell them, go along with all this. It's like Pat Robertson saying that, well, China's doing what it has to do with forced abortion and infanticide.
Yeah.
He said that on CNN. He posted it on his website, and people get mad at me every time I say he said that.
Crying out loud. Oh, well.
Well, I have to tell you, Hutton, getting a chance to meet you and some of your children and grandchildren and your wonderful wife, Joy, I mean, it's good to know that there are great folks like you out there here in the United States that have been getting the truth out for so long. And for anybody that doubts that one person can have an effect and change people's minds, you've written 4 books, you've given hundreds of speeches, you've done a lot of radio interviews. You know, through your children, you have done so much as well. I mean, look at your son, Mel, and all these great films he's made and the passion coming out. I mean, to everybody out there, shame on you if you don't take action like Hutton Gibson and others have.
I'm going to get a lot of hate mail, you know. they have changed, and they continue to change. Every time you turn around, there's still another change. And they were introduced in the first place like, well, now this is the last change. And 2 weeks later, in comes another one. Everything was done step by step, and gradually they involved people in the services and the mass. Well, it isn't a mass, of course, but they claim it is. They call it that. Where they get people in to read the various lessons and things that were always read by the priest.
So once they started changing things, it was just a pell-mell orgy of throwing out the old, bringing in Bedlam.
Oh, yeah. Innovation is where it was at, you know. You get ahead by thinking up things. But they didn't want anybody around that wanted to keep what he had.
And now look at the Catholic Church today, or the abomination. It is falling apart, which is, and do the people running it change course? No, they accelerate because I guess they want it to fall apart.
Well, that's part of it. Another thing, those that may be sincere think, well, we have to try something more. It would be terrible if they turned around and went back to what worked for 19 centuries. So
it's incredible. Well,
of course, they've gotten to the point where there's no clergy around anymore to do it. Because they did change the Sacrament of Holy Orders while they were at it. Same day they put in a new Mass, they put in a new set of Holy Orders, and we haven't had a priest properly ordained or a bishop properly consecrated in the Latin Rite in that was in communication with Rome. You might find some in China or Ukraine, someplace where the Iron Curtain got in the way.
Tell you what, we got a break. We'll be right back for the final segment.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle-2 soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In the garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle-2 products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle-2 don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle-2, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle-2 isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
My friends, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. It's our final segment with Hutton Gibson. Been a great show today, very informative and, frankly, scary. For those that missed it, one more time, the address, $10 to get Is the Pope Catholic, is 141 Irish Street, Somersville, West Virginia, and the zip is 26651. That's 141 Irish Street, like the people of Ireland, 141 Irish Street, Somersville, West Virginia, 26651. And how much to get a the newsletter, Hutton?
$5 a year. I don't guarantee. I put it out roughly 3 or 4 times a year. I don't guarantee that. It's about 8 pages.
So it's a periodical and intelligence report, basically, on what's going on.
Yeah, mostly on the religious side. Once in a while, I get political. But
all right. Well, again, folks, that's 141 Irish Street, Somersville, West Virginia, and the zip is 26651. Hutton, in the last few minutes we've got left, and I definitely want to have you back up again in the future to get more into the New World Order, because I respect your opinion and research on it. What are solutions? How do we turn this around, just the total takeover of every institution by the New World Order?
Well, the only practical thing that I can think of to do it bloodlessly is secession. Just every state get out of the Union. Disown the federal government and let it sit there with its public debt.
Well, that's what the Declaration of Independence says we should do.
Yeah, it says that when the government does not take care of you, you have the right to alter or abolish it.
Yeah, when it starts becoming destructive of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, bye-bye. But
yeah.
But FEMA says the Declaration of Independence is bad. I better listen to them.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll do that. They've got a set of laws in. I think Bush signed them in 1991 sometime about these 7 Noahide laws. And, you're supposed to obey a bunch of laws and nobody knows what they are.
Well, that's like Patriot Act, too. Most of that is secret.
but ignorance of the law is no excuse, is it?
But they've designed ignorance into it.
Yeah.
Well, also, we've got the Supreme Court rulings. If something's destructive of the Constitution, it's null and void. I'm not going to follow their corrupt laws. When you've got criminals running things, what do you do, Hutton?
Well, you get out from under. You say, you boys don't belong here. We're going to leave. That's a little more practical than saying, you guys get out. I don't know. It may come to that.
So basically, coming out of Babylon, I agree, we should have some states secede. That'll send the message and have some pockets of liberty that are left. And we're not going to fix the country by taking over Washington. We're going to fix it by taking over our counties, our cities, our states. That's how it's going to happen. Hutton Gibson, it's good to know that they're wholesome, decent people like yourself and your wife and your children and grandchildren out there fighting the globalists. And it was great to have you on the show. And be careful on your upcoming trip, and God bless you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Good to be with you. Take care. Well, there goes Hutton Gibson. He is such a nice guy and so smart. And I really enjoy talking to him off air. He's got an encyclopedic brain. Knows so much history, it's amazing. And those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Bunch of big guests and key news coming up this week. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've written a book, and I publish another book. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to look at all the documents and free video clips, or to perhaps order some of my videos or books and spread the word. So Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. If good men do nothing, evil men and tyrants flourish. We have got to stand in the gap against these people and defend civilization. God bless you all.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.